As the beloved mighty Oromocus speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him, to clear the way and keep us conscious of his presence wherever we abide, that everything that our mighty omnipresence wants him to do for us or to assist in any way is at all times manifested, and we are completely aware of it and cooperate with it. Beloved ones of the Blessed Saint Germain's family of eternal freedom, it is with great joy that I come to spend a few moments with you after, shall I say, a long silence, but not a long absence. For I have been with you far more than you know, and will be more actively with you and closer with you in the future. Thank you, precious one. And now, as we enter in to the gift which I wish to bestow tonight, and the explanation which I offer, I trust you will feel very much more powerfully the presence of the ascended host and the angelic host with you all. And it is this: in controlling conditions of the outer world, in doing just your daily work, often give recognition to your mighty I Am presence, heart control of your outer affairs. And then, as you move into physical action, call forth both the great central sun's heart control of your conditions and the ascended master's heart control. Now, these are all one so far as the inner flame activity is concerned, but each has a gift to give that is different from the others. And that is why I call this to your attention tonight, that you may have the fullness of its blessing. When you call to your mighty I Am presence for its heart control of your outer self and all your affairs, you automatically accept and open the door for the unfed flame in the heart of your presence to flash its power of conscious control of yourself and your affairs. When you call to the great central sun for its heart control of all outer conditions, you open the door for its cosmic power to flow into you and your affairs and govern conditions that are in contact with things that affect the nation and the world. When you call forth the ascended master's heart control of yourselves and your outer affairs, you are calling forth the activity of the unfed flame in the hearts of the ascended host, that is the flame that has already accomplished the ascension. And when you ask for their heart control of your outer self and your outer affairs, you are consciously using their ascended power to control conditions here exactly as they do in the ascended master's octave. Now, this brings into the physical world a threefold activity of the sacred fire from the very heart of creation, from the ascended master's octave of life, and from the heart of the mighty I Am presence of each one. And as you recognize this and demand its control of your outer affairs, instead of allowing either your intellect or your feelings of the emotional body to enter in and control conditions, you will find no such thing manifested in the future as mistakes. When you ask for the heart control of conditions in yourselves and around you, you give the unfed flame its rightful dominion, its unlimited freedom, and its cosmic power, action in yourselves and your affairs. This is the highest obedience you can give in the physical octave, and will automatically draw to you these greater powers of the sacred fire that this world requires in order to be raised to perfection, and at the same time, it establishes a guard of that sacred fire in and around all the energy of the outer self and holds it in balanced action for cosmic service and cosmic Christ victorious control in outer world activities. When you understand the fullness of what this phrase means, you will find, my dear ones, that you can live in a world of God's heart, even though you move among the conditions of the outer world. And yet, in the power that flows forth from you, it will hold control of outer activities, repel what is wrong, use what is right, and keep you untouched by the human creation of the world around you. When you commence to demand your heart control of life, my dear one's heart trouble will be no more, not as the outer world understands it. When you ask for the heart control of a condition, it's not sick, is it? When you ask for the heart control of your mighty I Am Presence to take its dominion in your outer self, the heart is the life, isn't it? The heart control is the unfed flame's control of your life as it pours forth its perfection to the life around you. When you call forth the great central sun's heart control of the physical conditions of this world, you are using the greater life in the great central sun that is all power everywhere throughout this whole system of world. When you ask for the heart control of the ascended masters to possess and rule your outer affairs, you have the full ascended control of the physical octave. And that is what holds the balance by the power of the sacred fire in any condition that you contact. It automatically protects what is constructive, and it automatically repels or consumes what is not constructive. And I think you will have very great joy in the use of this power. This is one of the powers of the sacred fire which comes under my direction and is my privilege to offer as my service to life. And when you understand what wonders can be produced by this call alone, what marvels and miracles that command can bring into physical conditions, your joy will know no bounds, and your freedom will automatically appear. You see, you have not in the past allowed the heart command of life to be the command of your world. You have allowed the human desires of your outer feelings to create the world, your individual world of experience, and to try to handle conditions in the world around you. And those human desires and human habits human selfishness, human discord, would not allow the heart command from the presence to produce its perfection that it's always waiting to give. So when you begin to use this consciously, now don't be frightened, your human desires will have to disappear. Thank you, precious ones. So do not be afraid to part with them. Once you begin to live in the world of the heart command of life, which is the beginning of all perfection, its eternal sustaining, expanding activity and manifestation, you will simply have come home to where you belong, and you will find you have escaped from the limitations of the world around you. You will never find such peace anywhere as you will find within your own heart command to life. Because when the unfed flame in the heart commands, there's no opposition. And so when you begin to use that heart command, that which has opposed you or obstructed you in the past, you will find not present. You will find it is gone. Because when the unfed flame appears, it is the commanding authority and power and control of everything around it. And when you have that amplified by the great central sun's heart command, on the heart command from the ascended master's own heart's flame to join yours and join that from the great central sun, the threefold command of life of the unfed flame becomes authority without delay, controls without opposition, and holds protection that nothing can change. And then, my loved ones, nothing will be an effort to give obedience to that unfed flame. You will love it with such intensity that its presence will come back to you and love you. And that is the freedom of the sacred fire to life. And you will have lost the consciousness of the strain and stress and struggle through which you have passed. It is the most wonderful thing, my dear ones, to come home into the unfed flame where you belong, for that is the source of your own individualized life as part of the great central sun. So I think you will enjoy greatly your association with me in the future, because if you should by chance forget to use this, you will find me present as a prompter to prod you. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated and just remain so? I have come to give you this assistance tonight because the human selfishness of the world has held dominion so long and seemed to control outer conditions with such disastrous results, that there must now come the heart command to life and the use of the heart authority of the sacred fire into the physical octave by conscious command. And therefore, only as a few of mankind who understand this, use it in the physical world, can the human authority be withdrawn from outer destructive conditions that are trying to build to the exploding point to do more damage to life. And so when you move into action with the heart command of life, your victory manifests on that which is not the perfection of the unfed flame will become non-existent so far as you are concerned. When you enter into the conscious use of the great central sun's heart control of the world around you, you will see conditions change more rapidly for the better. And that is a God's blessing, I assure you, as we gaze upon the world tonight from the inner standpoint and see the accumulating hatred and discord that has nothing as a result but more suffering and limitation. And so when you arise into your divine authority and you demand the great central sun's heart command of the life of everything around you, you will find the unfed flame takes its dominion and produces that which God designs and commands instead of the human creation as it seems to appear. And this heart command of life is the release of the sacred fire that transmutes the human into the divine by complete purification. Within this heart command of life, my dear ones, is the violet consuming flame that is your eternal friend. And it is there as well as the unfed flame. Within that flame of your own life, in your own heart, is all that the sacred fire contains to bless you and control and bless the universe around you in the fulfillment of its great divine plan. So go forward now, my dear ones, fearless in your use of this added power that the natural powers of your own mighty I Am presence may come into your dynamic service and use in your outer affairs by your conscious call. This will clothe you with the ability and the illumination to accomplish more successfully and more quickly whatever you desire to do in the physical outer activities of life. Now, as you call this forth into your physical conditions, the legions of the unfed flame, the legions of the sacred fire, from the very heights of creation, will come to you and love you and abide with you and offer their blessings and their activities that they may become the authority of the perfect manifestations that must be the perfection of this world that brings in the permanent golden age that reveals God's world instead of mankind's human desecration. So I think you will be greatly pleased. You will have very great joy. You will feel the expanding power to assist others. And you will live in a world that for you contains only the perfection that ever expands its happiness and its mastery into your outer use until, as you come on the pathway of light into our octave, the heart control of the outer self controls everything in that hour of the ascension, and you can just as well come consciously through that as through the former methods. This is part of the way and means of fulfilling the calls you have made to attain the ascension, the original divine way. So, beloved ones, it is a building from one command to another of the momentum of the sacred fire whose love to its source draws all of this world into the ascended master's perfection with you all consciously awake. There is no moment in attaining your ascension that way in which the outer self is not fully, consciously, lovingly aware of everything that's going on in a perfectly natural, easy, wonderful, perfect way. After all, God's perfection is so great in the love of the sacred fire that when you begin to use its power in outer action, you will know then what it means to let it be your world of life and activity, and then your world and our world have blended and become one, and there's no passing from one to the other. It is just an acceptance through love of that which is your eternal perfection, your eternal divine birthright. You don't belong, my loved ones, in the discord of this world. You are but pilgrims on earth. You belong to the sacred fire from whence you came, which you always have been and always will be, a part of the heart command to life from the great central sun. And so when you realize your divine source, and once again remember all that it can do for you, the hour of your freedom can be any moment that you continually remember to use its presence. So the heart command to life from your presence, from the great central sun, and the hearts of the ascended host makes you master here. Then you will have forgotten, as you live within that, the human feelings that bound you in distress through the centuries past. Your freedom is at hand. The door stands open. Love is offering the assistance. And the way is the way of the heart. Because until that heart holds command of your intellect, there is always resistance between. But when the heart is given command and blends with the intellect, then your limitations and struggle and problems of human creation are no more, and you live as you were originally created to live in the everlasting happiness of eternal mastery and its almighty peace to creation. So as you enter in to the use of the heart command to life, never again will the shadows seem to hold dominion over your affairs, nor anywhere that you call the heart command to life to take its dominion in the physical octave I rule for eternity. I commend you to its victory, and as you use it, will you understand how real, how wonderful, how glorious is the heart of creation, and how mighty is the power of the sacred fire as you let it come into outer action and do for you what it alone can do. So go forward in the glory of its heart, use its command to life, and have the perfection that is just as freely yours as the air you breathe. It but takes your attention, your acceptance, and your use, and your love to it, to let it hold command in your affairs and be for you the fullness of all good things. May you forever enter into its freedom and be its victorious presence to all you contact until the heart takes its dominion everywhere in this world, and that which passes into oblivion because of its human qualities will be erased from your memory, and you will remember only the perfection from whence you came, only the perfection you are to use and express in the future, and only the perfection that you will give to the rest of life wherever you abide. And then the happiness of eternity and the mastery of that magnificent power of the sacred fire has set you free and drawn you in to where you belong, in the home of the heart of the central sun. May you enter into the use of this power now and realize the privilege that is yours, the power you have a right to command, and the freedom that the mighty Saint Germain has offered by his love to your life. For we love him with a love unspeakable because of the love which he has become to the earth for its freedom by his heart command to life. May you know where your home is and enter in and be his freedom to the earth forever. Thank you and good night. Beloved precious Oramuses, thank you for your love tonight. And may your heart's command to life ever attend us wherever we abide and reveal everything that is the perfection of the Ascended Master's mighty use of the sacred fire, which mankind must learn to use and love in order to gain their freedom. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such invincible power from the great central sun of the heart command to life, that wherever we abide, it holds its dominion and gives its blessing for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in your heart command to life, that our obedience may forever release its greatest blessings to all. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. And to you, beloved Oramuses, our love and gratitude, our devotion forever for this night and all that it means to us and to life wherever we abide. Thank you for your presence and your love. Ever abide with us till your command to life, your heart command, becomes manifested, and everything that lives has become the perfection of its love for eternity. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we speak directly to your own heart's flame. We ask you to clothe us in your heart's command to life, for the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to enfold us, become our world of your perfection. Until beloved Arcturus compels the unfed flame within our hearts to become one, the sevenfold flame without and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress, the great central sun's heart command to life, issue with cosmic authority the command that compels the human to cease to be, and the victory of God's own heart take its dominion forever. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones and beloved Aramises, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charge it to the one mighty stroke of the great heart command of life from the great central sun that brings to earth the power of the sacred fire that closes out human authority and human creation from this world and from the universe forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we continue to serve, and are we ever grateful for the heart command to life that sets us free by the love from the source of creation and holds us at peace forever. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations necessary from the source of creation that the great central sun's heart command of life moves into outer physical affairs of mankind and rules and compels the control of all in this world to the perfection and ascension of all.